Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report.
I think that we need an experienced legislator to go to the Senate for California.
That's U.S. Representative Loretta Sanchez of Orange County, who announced she's running for the Senate yesterday. Never heard of Loretta Sanchez? KPCC's Erica Aguilar gives us this introduction.
The Southern California Congresswoman made two campaign speeches, one in English.
I am a candidate.
And one in Spanish.
Para el Senado de los Estados Unidos.
Loretta Sanchez was born to Mexican immigrants. She's done well with Latinos in her district, but Luis DeCipio, a political science professor at UC Irvine, says she'll need to broaden her support.
The job of anybody relying on a Latino constituency to win a statewide election is to do a lot of get out the vote. I don't know that she will have the funds that would be necessary.
Sanchez has spent nearly 20 years in Congress. She voted against the Iraq War and pushed the military to address sexual assault. She played up her foreign policy experience sitting on the Armed Forces and Homeland Security House committees.
I know what needs to be done to ensure that our nation is secure and our troops are equipped and ready.
State Attorney General Kamala Harris declared her candidacy 5 months ago and is aggressively raising money. Republicans Assemblyman Rocky Chavez and former party chair Tom Del Baccaro have been fairly quiet, but the primary is still more than a year away. For the California Report, I'm Erica Aguilar.
Governor Jerry Brown unveiled his revised budget yesterday to account for more than $6.5 billion in new tax revenues, thanks to the state's surging economy. So, how does the famously prudent governor want to spend this money?
The fundamentals of what government's supposed to do, health and education, that's the focus on our spending.
Governor Brown also wants tax credits for the working poor. KQED's California Politics and Government editor John Myers has the details.
If ever Jerry Brown could describe his manifesto as governor in a single sentence, this might be it.
I don't want to get caught in the jaws of the persistent fiscal instability of the state government of California. There it is.
That tells you a lot about his caution in how and where to expand the size of state government in the face of even more surprise tax revenues, $6.5 billion more than what was estimated in January. Most of the new money by law goes automatically to K-12 schools and community colleges, but it's discretionary money where the governor most carefully seems to be balancing his reluctance to spend with criticism that he hasn't done enough to help the working poor. In response, Brown is now proposing a state version of the earned income tax credit, an average rebate of about $460 for those at the very bottom of the income ladder.
It doesn't have any particular bureaucracy or complexity. It's just a straight deliverance of funding to people who are working very hard and are earning very little money.
The tax credit is long overdue, says State Senator Mark Leno, chair of the Budget Committee and a San Francisco Democrat.
To join the 26 other states that have a state earned income tax credit is very helpful.
But Leno and others would have liked to have seen an even larger program, and here again, the governor seems to be seeking the middle ground. And that's also true in his proposal for more money at the University of California. For weeks, Brown and UC President Janet Napolitano have been meeting in private to sort out their disagreements over funding levels and tuition hikes. The revised budget finds a compromise. UC will keep in-state tuition flat for 2 more years, and in exchange gets both new operating money and help to bail out its employee pension debt.
This is not free money. They're paying down their debt.
Janet Napolitano, herself a veteran politician, knew a deal when she saw one.
We came up with, I think, a good framework. You know, obviously, one always wants more money from the state, but I think this is a very, very fair deal for us.
And the notion of a fair deal, something but not everything, is what the governor hopes to sell at the state capitol. Critics won't have long to make their case. The deadline for a budget on the governor's desk is June 15th. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Federal immigration officials announced plans to improve conditions for families placed in detention. And this is happening as the government awaits a court decision that could ban the practice altogether. There have been more than 4,000 parents and children detained since last summer. KQED's Julie Small has been following the issue and brings us this report.
ICE pledged several reforms this week, including review of the cases of families detained more than 3 months and greater access to attorneys. In a written statement, ICE Director Sarah Saldana said, quote, "We understand the unique and sensitive nature of detaining families, and we are committed to maintaining the optimal level of care." The actions come amid mounting challenges to family detention. Attorney Denise Gilman says mothers at an ICE facility in Texas have been waging hunger strikes to protest poor conditions.
Because they have tried every other means to address the problems they are seeing, the health issues with their children, the lack of response to their requests to be released.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of San Jose is calling on ICE to end family detention.
If these families are unable to make their case, they'll have to go back to where they came from. In the meanwhile, they should not be treated as criminals, traumatized, and held in jail while they're waiting to go to court.
Most recently, a federal judge in Los Angeles tentatively ruled that ICE's policy violates a longstanding settlement that bars the detention of migrant children. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.
And that's a California Report for Friday, May 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. Guy Marzorati directed the show. Our producer was Nina Thorson. The editing team included Dan Brecky, Ted Goldberg, Tyke Hendricks, and Julia McAvoy. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. And I'm Queen Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bayer. Proud to be a Bay Area biotech pioneer for more than 30 years. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.